Hey there, friend. Happy Wednesday and welcome back to the Spring Cleaning 101 series. I am excited to bring part 4 to you today because we are going to address what I feel is a really important question that I'm sure you have been wondering all along. What about everything else? What about the weekly and daily cleaning tasks that are recurring, that keep coming up week after week? How do we get those things done while still doing the deep spring cleaning on a monthly basis that we have been talking about so far in the series? So I am excited to talk about this with you today. I want to give you 4 steps to have time to do your other cleaning tasks while also doing your deep cleaning as well. Let's go. Do you wish that you had a peaceful, clutter-free home, but you are buried under piles of toys and laundry? Do you wish you could create simple systems to get organized, but you just don't know where to start? Hey there, I'm Amy, wife and mom to 4 littles. For years, I thought that having an organized home meant Pinterest perfect and clean at all times. I tried every tip for cleaning and organizing, only to fall off track again and to feel like a failure. Finally, I came to realize that in order to become the organized mom I wanted to be, I had to start with organizing myself. So I developed a simple framework that focuses on organization as the whole picture. I am so excited to share it with you. So if you are ready for a peaceful, clutter-free, and easy-to-maintain home, then this is the podcast for you. Reach for your special snacks, brew some coffee, and go hide in the closet, because it is time for some me time, mama. Let's learn. The very first and the most important thing that I want you to hear in this episode today is that the mini challenge that goes along with the Spring Cleaning 101, it is still happening and you still have time to get your entries in. You can complete a couple of the super easy homework tasks very easily and submit it to me in order to get points and then be entered into a giveaway drawing based off of how many points you have. So if you're interested still in participating in the challenge, getting those workbooks to help you take action on what you're learning, be sure to visit the links in the show notes to sign up for that. Additionally, I am really, really excited to extend an invitation to you for something that is going to be amazing. As you know, we have been talking about spring cleaning our home. We've been talking about it heavily for the past 4 weeks, but I am here to tell you that it is also important from time to time to spring clean, so to speak, your family life organization systems or your own personal life organization systems as well. So that is why I am excited to invite you to join me for a spring cleaning reset masterclass. This is going to be a live 1-day training where you can join me and learn how to organize your home, head, and heart for a more peaceful daily productivity. We are going to reset your organization together, and you are going to come out of it feeling clear and excited and ready to tackle spring. So this is going to be taking place on Zoom on April 8th from 10 o'clock till 11 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. Make sure to sign up even if you can't make it live so that you can catch the replay. The link to join that masterclass, this free masterclass, is going to be in the show notes, or you can go to www.plantomom.com/masterclass. I'm so excited to see you on the waiting list. Now, to get into today's episode, how I am going to help you to figure out how you are going to have time to still get your other weekly cleaning tasks done while still deep cleaning your home. Maybe you have been listening to the Spring Cleaning 101 Challenge for a few weeks now and have been thinking to yourself in the back of your mind, but what about everything else I have to get done? What about all of those other recurring weekly cleaning tasks that I still need to get done? How exactly do I get those done while managing all my other responsibilities, work responsibilities, things with the kids, and then also getting these deep cleaning tasks that we have been mapping out an action plan for, getting those done as well. So I want to share with you 4 steps for figuring this out. Step number 1, you first need to determine your cleaning needs. I need you to have a basic idea of the other weekly cleaning jobs that you have in your home. This can actually tie back really nicely into the cleaning theme days that I talked about in a past episode. So that was in episode 8. And some of the examples from that episode was that we can create a theme around what day of the week we clean our bathrooms, do the laundry, do the surface kitchen cleaning, and do our vacuuming, mopping, dusting, and all those sorts of things. And we can kind of build a schedule that our brain just relies on week after week that triggers our memory of what we're supposed to do that day based off of what day of the week it is. Okay, so that is how a good way to first determine your cleaning needs so that you can figure out what days of the week you need to be doing those weekly cleaning tasks on, so that you can better figure out what days of the week do I have time for an extra deep cleaning subtask as well, like we talked about last week. Okay. Step number 2, you are going to plan for it. We are going to intentionally plan for when we are going to get these extra deep cleaning tasks done. I know that I have been saying week after week, like, we're taking this daily consistent action in doing these deep cleaning tasks. And that is very, very, very true. However, like I have also said, if there is a certain day of the week where your schedule doesn't allow you to do that extra deep cleaning task, it would be better for you to prioritize the weekly cleaning task that needs to occur on that day so that you don't get behind on those things as well. And then you make up for that deep cleaning task. You make up for it a different day because you have anywhere from 1 to 3 weeks to deep clean that room that we're working on. As I've explained in the spring cleaning challenge, we have 1 to 3 weeks to get that room done and to get those subtasks done. So if you have to miss a day because you have a really busy day at work, you get home late, and you only have time to do laundry, that's okay. Because the next time that you have a day at home, then you can make up for that lost time by getting one of those quick 15-minute tasks off your list from the deep cleaning list. Step number 3 is you are going to create the schedule. I want you to figure out a simple way of keeping track of this. You can make a little tracker in the back of your planner. Like, this does not have to be complicated. The point of it is that we need to have a place to be recording this so that we can be sure that we are getting the things done that we need to, and then also be able to feel that success feeling to be able to check a task off our list. So yeah, you can do this in the back of your planner, or you can do it in a scrap notebook. Something that you could do is you can record your weekly cleaning tasks from the step before that we were talking about. You can draw these out in 4 columns beside what the task is. And then each of those columns is a week of the month, week 1, 2, 3, 4. And then as you complete that row, that task, you give a check mark in the column for the week that it is. And then boom, you have a very simple way of keeping track of if you are getting your weekly cleaning tasks done, along with deep cleaning subtasks that we have already identified. And then the last step number 4, is you are going to plan your deep cleaning tasks accordingly. So once again, like I have talked about in the previous episodes, if you gave yourself 2 weeks to complete 6 subtasks to get your bathroom deep cleaned, that's great, because that means you have 8 other days to schedule in your weekly cleaning tasks on the days of the week that your schedule allows it, so that you can make sure that everything is getting done. Now, surprise, I actually have a little bonus tip in here for you. The last step of this that you can throw in here, depending on your situation, is delegation. Are there any tasks from your weekly cleaning or even from your deep cleaning list that you are able to delegate to your family members instead? Ideally, I think that we should delegate those weekly cleaning tasks to our family members because, as I have mentioned in the past, those are recurring tasks and those things keep getting dirty very, very quickly. The laundry, the kitchen, the bathrooms, those things keep getting dirty very, very quickly. So teaching your family members how to do those tasks isn't going to cause you too much stress if they don't get done perfectly, because you're just going to have to do it again next week. So if they are able to do it for you, let them get it done. Let them help you. Let everybody pull their weight to stay on top of this. And then if it's not perfect, that's okay. Next week, try to have some extra time to do it properly the way you would like to, so that you can feel happy with how it went. So delegation will depend on what their ages are. What kind of weekly chores are they already expected to do? Do they enjoy cleaning as a method of spending time with you? So that's my little bonus tip in there for you, but we can just recap the other four steps quickly here so that you can be on your way. Step number one is you need to determine what exactly are your daily and weekly cleaning needs. What are the things that need to get done on a daily and weekly recurring basis in your home? And then step number two, you are going to plan for it. You are going to try to take a look at your schedule and determine when are you going to get those tasks done in a given week. Are you going to do it all your weekly cleaning tasks at once on the weekend? Are you going to do a little bit every day? Or are you going to try and do one weekly cleaning task every night before bed? It's all going to depend on your unique daily schedule. And then step number three, you are going to actually create the schedule. This is going to be figuring out a simple way to keep track of what these weekly cleaning tasks are, and then how you are recording getting them done. And then the fourth and final step is that then you are going to plan your spring cleaning, or AKA your deep cleaning tasks. You are going to plan those accordingly around the pockets of time where you are not having to get your weekly cleaning tasks done. So again, this was that, like, if you have 2 weeks to clean your bathroom, but there are only six subtasks that you need to do in order to get that bathroom cleaned, then you are going to use the other days in that 2 week period to make sure that you are staying on top of your weekly cleaning tasks so that you are not feeling behind in the other areas of your home, while also being able to consistently and confidently tackle those deep cleaning tasks year round instead of doing it on a stressed out, rushed basis every spring. So that concludes today's episode already. I hope that that has been helpful for you to have some peace of mind to know that just because we are deep cleaning our home on a year-round basis and doing it in a way that is very quick and easy by using subtasks and taking daily action, that we can still find time to get those recurring tasks done so you don't have to worry that everybody in your household is going to run out of clean socks and underwear. You will have time to still get your weekly cleaning tasks done if you follow the steps. So I hope that that has been helpful. And again, I want to invite you to join me at the Spring Cleaning Reset Masterclass, where I am so excited to help you to reset your personal life organization so that you can enjoy more peace in your mind, so that you can be the happy, present, motivated, and organized mom that you would like to be. Okay, my friend, I hope that you have an amazing week, and I will see you right back here next week for the final episode of Spring Cleaning 101. See you then. Hey mama, thanks for tuning in. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you mind sharing it with a mom friend that is also desiring a more peaceful and orderly home? Make sure to hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss a thing. Lastly, can you head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review? It lights me up to read the ways that this show is helping you. Now it's time for me to get back to my never-ending pile of laundry, and I'm sure you have some too. I'll meet you back on Wednesday for another episode. Bye for now.